Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Bee, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello to Shalina.
Hi Chirag.
Over the last year or so, we've kind of touched on it when we were talking about decluttering your Netflix and movie stuff, about digital subscriptions.
Yes.
How we have a lot of platforms and apps that are moving to subscription models because it's turning out to be better. And there's some merit to that, of course, and we don't need to get into that today.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a downside in a way to consumers who are in a situation where if they want to keep using services, they got to keep subscribing. But also, you know, there's a little bit of FOMO happening, right? And so you kind of subscribe to multiple services, sometimes of the same category, just because you want to be in different things. So the movie, I mean, the Netflix and the Disney Plus and so on subscriptions are a good example of
yes.
those.
Yeah.
So I think maybe this is something we should talk about.
Yes, there is, definitely. And especially because, as you were just mentioning that, I just remembered that I have a magazine subscription for my favorite movie magazine. And I actually keep on forgetting to download it onto my iPad. I think I have about 5 months of that to read. Luckily, it's not too much money. But yeah, and I mean, it is me. I am... you know, a declutterer and organizer, and I forgot about that one. So yeah, it is an issue. I have seen it on iTunes, on with Apple apps. You can do that a lot. You can pay a monthly subscription for some of the apps, right? Like you said. And a lot of people don't realize they can go into their account on iTunes and see which ones subscriptions they have and cancel them.
Yeah, I think this is a very, very important tip, by the way. So if you go into your Apple iCloud account, so if you access your account section on your iPhone or iPad or even your Mac,
mm-hmm.
There's a list where it shows you, like, show me my subscriptions. So everything that you've subscribed to through Apple, to the App Store, you can see it in one place. And we'll leave a link again for that in the show notes. But it's a great way, actually. I remember a couple of years ago realizing that that's how I was paying for a certain subscription, which I had not realized at the time.
Yes.
It's quite useful.
Yeah, well, because you get, you know, thankfully with Apple, they send you an email with an invoice every month of what's you're paying. And I got, you know, I don't actually look at them very often because I'm like, yeah, I know I pay, blah, blah, blah. And then actually I looked one time and I went, why am I paying for this subscription? I think it was for the Calm app. I had got it for the free trial period. And I usually write in my calendar to cancel this free trial period a few days before the subscription that month ends. And I'd forgotten, obviously. So I started paying for the Calm app. I wasn't using it. It wasn't making me calm. So I know it makes a lot of people calm, especially the reading of the books by celebrities. But I just didn't use it. But I was paying for about 2 months of it until I realized and I went, No, I'm not paying it. It's not much, but I don't want to pay. Why should I pay for this when I'm not using it? And that's what you should think about. You know, just because it's not much, it doesn't mean you have to keep on paying for it if you're not using it.
Yeah, and I think to go back to that also, like Apple's getting better and better about handling this stuff. So now they pretty much make the apps kind of remind you as well that the trial period is ending and you want to take action. And the good thing is also is that when you go into that screen and you cancel your subscription there, your subscription will continue to run until the period you have it for. So if it's a trial period, you can cancel it like days in advance of the trial period running out because you still have it for the entire trial period. Same is true if you're paying monthly subscriptions. Generally, monthly subscriptions are paid up front. And so if you have it, let's say, for the month of April and you cancel it on the 5th, you will still be able to use the service for the rest of April because you've paid for it. And then you can do it well in advance of and not wait until the last minute and forget. So that's actually a very useful thing. And then a lot of apps that you can buy subscription for within, you know, the Apple ecosystem, they have family plans when it comes to certain subscriptions. So you buy it. I mean, Apple Music is the same thing. So
yep.
I buy for $14, I think, you can use it across the family members. But the other advantage as well is that if you buy any app that's paid, the rest of the family can pick it up for free.
Oh, wow.
Right? So if I pick up a subscription for something that I find an app that's good, like I bought a to-do list app, let's say, then my brother can use it without having to pay again.
Okay.
Because he's part of the family.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a good saving there, right? Right away, instantly.
Yeah. And it's useful. But then you have to think about other places you can get subscriptions. So, you know, if you look at emails that you have, that have said you've subscribed to a service, have a look at them and see how many you have, or look at your credit card bill and see how every month which ones you're subscribing to. But sometimes it's difficult to find then where is that website to go to then cancel that subscription. What I do is put as well, for the ones which I pay yearly, I put a calendar entry to remind me to then, like a few weeks before, to reconsider whether I want to keep that or not. Because there's certain subscriptions I pay every year because I've used them, like Evernote I have every year. Another thing is to think about, do you need all these subscription services? That's another thing. Like, there are, you know, a lot of people have Office 365, but they might be paying for Microsoft services from before Office 365 and hadn't actually deleted them from before. So, you know, consider whether you have a program or an app that can cover what you need and you don't need the old apps, you know, that you're still paying for. So that you know, consider that. And it's a way, you know, the amount of money you might save, it might not seem a lot, but when you cancel the subscriptions, you find out, you know, you save quite a bit of money.
And then it does add up. And so, as an example right now, like, I have Netflix and Amazon Prime, and so I'm paying for both.
Yeah.
But I'm paying for both in both different ways. So I don't actually see them on the same bill ever. And then assess again, okay, I'm keeping both and I do watch stuff on both and it's fine. Mm. But it's something that, you know, if I had to then review a third service and sign up, I would definitely need to dump something. And it's super, I think the thing we get sucked into now is that we land up paying subscriptions for the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And I mean, funnily enough, you talk about Amazon Prime. I had Prime before. It got to the end of the year and I had to think about whether I wanted to get it again and I never had Netflix. So I decided, didn't actually like Prime, I'd moved to Netflix, so I cancelled my Prime membership. But only yesterday, I buy quite a bit from Amazon, you know, stuff to get delivered. And to save 30 dirhams that I was on shipping, they went, do you want to get an Amazon Prime account? And I went, it's free for a month, so yeah, might as well. But I've already put a calendar entry for 2 days before it's supposed to cancel it. If you do get a lot of things shipped, Amazon Prime is brilliant. But if not, it's not worth the money. And especially here, I'm finding actually a lot of the time, if you just choose the option for free shipping, but it'll take a week later, actually I'm getting things the next day. So I don't actually need Amazon Prime here. You might do in the UK and the USA, but for here, they deliver the next day. So it's not that big a deal. So talking about subscription, TV subscription services, Disney Plus will be coming soon. There's talk about some others, Hulu, I think was it, or HBO?
Yeah, HBO's got one in the works. And then you have other providers in the US. So NBC's announced one and... you know, CBS has got one. And I mean, these things might open internationally at some point.
And then in actually, there is one for internationally for the UK, which is the BBC and ITV merged together. There's a subscription service as well. So there are all these subscription services. So you have to consider which ones you want, which ones are worth the money. Like we're finding, and I was talking to friends, that the Netflix that we have here actually is showing BBC programs.
Yeah, because it's licensed to do that here. Yeah.
So we're getting BBC items. So, you know, we might not need to get that BBC ITV app because a lot of the stuff that we want to watch is already on our Netflix here. And when I talk to friends and they talk about their Netflix account at home, they get to see different shows. So you have to consider that. And I'm strongly considering getting the Disney Plus one, as you know, everyone knows I love Disney stuff, and there's so much that's going to be on that, but then I have a lot of the movies already, so I think I got nearly all of the Disney and Marvel movies already in my catalogue of movies that I, you know, in that I watch continuously. So do I really need Disney Plus just for some of the TV shows?
Maybe not now, but maybe down the road you might when there's new stuff.
Yeah, as you talked about iCloud, let's talk about the subscription services. There's Google Drive, Dropbox, iCloud, and I have all of these accounts.
Do you pay for all of them?
I don't pay for any of them.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I don't pay for any of them, but I like... I think one of them is just for my documents for my business, but it holds the biggest amount in it. And every so often, of course, I declutter items so that there's space for that account. But think about that as well. And I don't store photos on the cloud. I have backup hard drives just because of you know, the amount of photos I have between me and my family, it was just too much. Like every so often when we're sharing photos, like when we went on a group holiday, I put it into one account, a cloud account for everybody to access, and they could download it and put it onto their own hard drives. But just for my protection, because I've lost photos on a cloud and on a broken and a hard drive that broke. So now I have multiple backup drives.
Yeah, but I would say that this is always going to be the danger, especially when you're using a physical hard drive, unless you have multiple copies again there, which can get complicated in terms of maintaining it and making sure that they're all synced up and everything. I mean, I would still recommend having an online copy.
With a cloud copy.
A cloud copy is what I mean, because unfortunately drives have a tendency to die. And you have to be careful. And the problem, I think, is because we're not in the business of looking at tech and backups and all of that. Mm. You won't discover that until you go looking for a photo.
Exactly.
And that's at which point it's generally too late. So I know it's happened to me where I've lost. And again, I know drives have also gotten better, and SSD drives are much better than the old spinners and all that. But I know I've lost data. Because I was like, oh, I've backed it up to this lovely hard drive. It's just sitting here. And one fine day, I plugged it in and it just would not boot up. And I took it even to a recovery guy and they're like, the drive's dead. I can't read anything from it.
There is that. And
so,
especially with...
And that's when I moved actually to... started working towards an online thing. But ever since they've allowed family sharing on the storage, which has been, I think, 2 years now, I basically have extended it to the whole family.
So that's better then. I mean, I have to relook again. I haven't looked for a while at the clouds and the costs. I know, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and I just found it at that time, considering it. It must have been around 3 years ago, like reconsidering because of what had happened to me before. I thought, let me look into it because it does make sense. And I do believe in like the how, you know.
Yeah, I think that the online providers are more... It's very business critical for them to have backups of what they're storing for you, and because there's a business implication to them.
Yeah.
So I think that's for me that's a good motivator to keep them, you know, at it.
Yeah.
The reason I use the iCloud one, partly it's ease of use. It's Apple devices; they sync up automatically. I don't have to manage that sync separately. But it's also because of my parents and stuff, and I don't want them to have to manage a backup and push stuff around. I mean, it's just a convenient system today, even from a space point of view. So that's the reason why I've stuck with them.
Yes, I'll have to reconsider. Or I think Google has always been good. I mean, the documents are there, so. So in conclusion, go for all your subscription services. Either if you've got an Apple account, you can go through the account settings and see what you have there. Go through your credit cards and see what you're paying, and then remove anything that you don't use anymore or anything that's a duplicate of what you use. And consider what subscription services can be useful for your life, whether it's for TV or cloud. And I mean, I have a MagSafe subscription still because I'm old school. So consider, you know, what you need on your day-to-day life and whether it's worth the money. And remove everything you don't need and see how much money you save from it. It'll be great, you know, leave a comment and let us know how much you save from cancelling some of your subscriptions.
Yeah, and it's the same adage. I think you've used this example, I think, to talk about drawers and stuff. Like, if you don't access something in a drawer for like a couple of months, do you really need it anymore,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing. If you go through your subscription list and see, like, when is the last time you used that subscription? If it's been, I'd say for subscription, if it's been like 3 months, you should evaluate whether or not you need it anymore. Yeah. If you want to talk to Shalina about decluttering, and that can go beyond your digital life into your physical as well, you can do that by contacting her on social media at DeclutterMe. That's at DeclutterMe. And at her website, DeclutterMe.com. We'll see you next week. Bye.